This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Ken Dorsey press conference. I enjoyed it thoroughly. A man who kick-started the offense.
Yeah.
In collaboration with the head coach, speaking to us and enlightening us onto many of the thought processes going on.
He was good, man. I'd vote for him. Unlike Dan Menigan. Dan Menigan likes to give away vegetables for Halloween.
You know what the deal is?
Don't vote for Dan Menigan.
If Mike Martz is going to join us at 120, we're still coaching, Dan wouldn't like him.
That's true.
But on the show.
He's not.
But says now that he's not, Menigan will listen to him.
Dan thinks dressing up for Halloween for little kids is evil.
What'd you get out of?
Nope.
What did you get out
of? That one I will fight you on thoroughly
because
I think it's delightful.
Wait,
I will tell everyone till the end, hey, there's a lot of crud on everybody's X timelines right now with all the elections and all that kind of stuff going on. And
don't
all that
vote for
stuff.
Dan Menigan.
Send us all of your Halloween stuff. Send us your houses decorated. Send us your pumpkins decorated. We will retweet all of them because today's the kind of day where that stuff's awesome. And so why not fill your X feeds with all sorts of cool pumpkins and decorations and all that stuff? So send them at CLE Talking Heads. We did it on Friday and it was awesome. Let's do it today again.
As long as you're pitching things.
Yeah.
Like everybody to give this some thought.
Uh-oh.
Next week, we think.
Yeah.
Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps returns.
Oh, and the best way to get a hold of us is go to the Odyssey app, and where there's the Listen Live button, just right there. Then there's another button there with a big circle, and you just press that, and then you can do your Askin Baskin or your Phelps Helps right there.
Doesn't have to be sports.
It can be anything you want it to be, and just record your audio there, and then chances are we'll play it. So just you'll say, hi, I'm Jeff. Where do you want to be from, Jeff?
Northampton Township.
I'm little Jeff from Northampton Township, and I just want to know why Mr. Phelps loves the process so much and hates championships. And then...
I hate ships.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of the chips. Ships. Ships or chips? It's a chip, isn't it?
Championship.
Ship. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, and just record it right there. It's really cool. So that's Askin Baskin. Phelps Helps is coming back. Be a part of it. Ask any question you want. You can also, you know, hit us up on social media and we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Great for
there.
Food tips. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if you need, you know, how to put the Bondo on your car to make it last for 500,000 miles. That too.
We're your guys. What did you get out of Ken Dorsey? I'll tell you one thing I did get.
What'd you get?
I thought it was interesting. Not only did he give Kevin credit, but he said, like, the touchdown pass to Cedric Tillman.
Said. That won me a square, by the way.
Nice. You know, he said, Kevin saw something, you know, we both, and the interesting collaborative effort that he clearly pointed out where Kevin was contributing. And he said, sometimes during a game, it gets, you know, a little... There's some bad moments, and Kevin's chiming in. So it's not like it's not like Kevin sat there and thought, oh, boy, this is great. He was involved.
Like Flounder?
Yes, that's exactly what I was doing.
Okay.
So luckily that was good. And I also found out Cedric Tillman practices at a very high speed with a lot of energy in practice. And I'm glad that that energy and practice carried over to the game, and I'm glad he's finally getting a chance because I always thought he might be an interesting young player. Hmm. So far, he is.
He has lived up to your expectations over the last 2 weeks, I think. Because I was kind of like,
I didn't have
here
expectations.
We go.
You know, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it.
Yeah, but I kept looking at him going, oh, here we go. Here's another third-round wide receiver that really wasn't worth the pick until last 2 weeks. And then they found him. So well, I don't know if that is that offensive line. Is that play calling? Is it head coach? Is it ability?
Somewhat limited opportunities for him until the Amari Cooper trade.
Yeah.
Somewhat limited opportunities.
The Amari Cooper's world shook his as he was traded.
I had a thought this morning as I was getting ready for the show, and I want your thought on this. I'll give you mine after I bounce it off you.
Okay.
Name the Browns' most valuable offensive player so far this season.
Can I, right off the top of my head?
Well, that's where it would be, probably. So,
well, I
right off the top of your head.
No, but it's in some scenarios, people might have to think. I think a lot of people would have to think. I would say David Njoku when he's healthy. David Njoku, to me, is the most important player on the offense so far.
Most valuable player?
He's been the most valuable player. He's been consistent in catching the ball. I mean, yeah, he had a couple little hiccups there early on in the season, but I think, especially over the last 2 weeks, with Jameis Winston, I think he has proved himself to be, I mean, we already know how valuable he is to this team, but for my money, I'd probably say he's the most valuable.
You would go
guy.
With David, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to pick anybody from the offensive line because we just haven't seen the continuity there. And, you know, Nick is only 2 weeks back, and so who else are you going to, you're not giving it to one of the quarterbacks.
You know what? I couldn't give it to anybody.
Wait, you just made this game up and said, tell me who the MVP of the offense is. So I played by your rules, went to the parameters of your rules.
No, I just asked. I said, who do you think is? And you gave me a name. I think that's very interesting. I couldn't come up with one. David's missed three games.
I know. That's the hard part, is that he's missed three games and I still
Dan
feel
threw
way.
Out Wyatt Teller. Wyatt's missed four games.
Is it Joel?
Is it Joel Bitonio? People have been telling me he's a turnstile this year. I don't see it. But people
you did
have been,
say
people
the
have
offense,
been
right?
Yeah, okay, I only said offense.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I mean, defense, it's real clear, I think. It's Myles Garrett.
I can tell you this. Okay. Bailey Zappe hasn't made a mistake. I can live with that.
I think it's interesting, though. I mean,
thank you.
Your team's won only two games, so it's understandable. I don't think anybody on offense has stood out in the least.
Is the punter on offense? Would you consider him an offensive player?
I've always considered him offense because you have the ball, except teams will list him as a defensive player.
Yeah, we said the kicker was the offensive player.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but your team has the ball.
Your team has the ball when
until
you're punting.
Until the punter punts it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the team...
Corey Bjorkes could be up for
that
award.
They seem to list him as a defensive player. I don't think you can actually make a really good case, and you came close, for anybody on this offense as being the most valuable guy.
All right, then I'm just
I don't think there's anybody there.
I'm going to give it to Rex Unihara then, only because he's a local guy. Went to high school here. That's why you can cheer for him. If you put a gun in my head, I would say Njoku.
I'd like to say Jerry Jeudy, except I can't do that. Jerry's been interesting. I hope that he becomes what we hope he becomes here, and what Denver hoped he would become in Denver that he never really did. It's just we've had a very nondescript offense so far. Now, based on what we saw last 2 weeks, if we have the same conversation, you know, say in mid-December, you might be able to say it's Jameis Winston. You might be able to say it's Nick Chubb.
You might be able to say it's said.
You might be able to say it's said.
Said. Nickname was second square down, first row. I got a lot of new words to use for my tic-tac-toe game, too. My bingo. Press conference bingo.
It's been one of the problems with the offense is that everybody's just kind of been okay.
Meh.
Yeah. I'll say nondescript.
Meh.
You know? And because of that, that's why you're 2-6.
Are you going to win this week?
Yes.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Confidence level?
Yeah.
6.
Ha, ha, ha.
I do think they'll win, but you know, Andy, you're still 2-6. Sorry. The offense has had one good game this year. Sorry.
Are we waiting for the real
game against the worst pass defense in the NFL?
If they play like they did last week, did the real Cleveland Browns show up then?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how we think this team is capable of playing. I truly believe that. It's exactly how this team is capable of playing. And that kind of play to me, Andy, could take you over the course of a season to a record anywhere from 12-5 to 9-8. They played like a team that would have a winning record last week.
They did.
The problem with that is, okay, you're so far behind at 1-6 going in that if you play like a 12-5 team the rest of the way, it means you're going to lose some more games, and you really can't lose that many. Chuck is buzzing around town. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I can evaluate that offense for you. They've all been equally valuable.
Meaning?
That's optimistic.
Meaning?
They're all special, so no one is.
That's been the problem, hasn't it, Chuck?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except for 1 week against the worst pass defense in the league. But, hey, we got to go with Jameis.
Got to start somewhere, Chuck, right?
Step one.
Chuck's an idea, man.
Maybe you take step two on Sunday. Maybe. If Jameis does it again, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that the real Browns have stood up.
Okay.
Yeah, I truly believe that. That this team has always kind of been there. The quarterback was not in sync. And I don't know if it was correctable. I don't know if it'll be correctable in the future. It just didn't look right. And we all know it. Every one of us.
I'm going to ask a Phelpsian question.
Oh, good.
Oh, let me put my glasses on.
Phelpsian.
Define does it again.
300 yards?
Throws the ball. No, I'm not even going to put a number on it. Throws the ball down the field and moves the offense.
He'll end up with 300 yards.
I expect interceptions. You know,
right, it's Jameis. So right. His entire career has told you he's going to throw
picks. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Chargers have a much stingier defense.
Correct. It is one of the best defenses in football.
I would think if Jameis has a good game, he has 200-plus passing yards.
Jameis is more apt. Hang on. Listen to this one. Ready?
Roll.
Jameis is more apt to have 3 touchdowns or 3 interceptions this week.
Ooh, now see that. That you call your boys a FanDuel for, because you could have some fun on that one.
If
you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, 3 touchdowns.
I'm going to go 3 touchdowns, too.
If I had to pick one.
Damn. It might be 3 picks, but I got some Jameis scar tissue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
He's our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mr. Ryder, good morning to you.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Are you in Berea?
Where else would I be?
Sometimes you're home. Here's how we know. No, listen, Daryl, here's how we know where you are.
Did you not hear Ken Dorsey's press conference?
When's the last time I've done Thursdays at 11:40 from home?
I don't know, but let me tell you why I asked. Ready? Here's why I asked. Ready? Because when Daryl answers the phone, hey, guys, what's up? He's at home. And when he goes, hey, what's up, guys?
And how did he just answer the phone?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Exactly. So where is he? Berea.
He's in Berea. Yeah, I'm just making sure. Daryl, before we get into the Browns, I need to ask you.
You know what? I'm really glad we sorted this out, by the way.
Our listeners are very, very smart.
Daryl, welcome to my life, pal.
Listen, I was trying to think of what kind of candy Daryl Ryder hands out on Halloween. So I'm going to guess. Jeff, you want to guess? Don't tell me yet. Yeah, don't tell me. I'm going to guess. Jeff, you want to guess?
Yep.
He hands out the mini candy bars, but a potpourri of various types.
I'm going to go, well.
Like a Snickers, a Milky Way, a Baby Ruth.
Twix. I was thinking Twix. I don't know why. Daryl Ryder, what kind of candy does Daryl Ryder hand out on Halloween?
Jeff's smarter than you, Andy.
Well, that's why we do that segment at the end of the show.
Are you
dumber than Andy Baskin? That's the new segment.
Did I nail it, Daryl?
You did. I give out the mini. Yeah, I get the mixed bag of the mini candy bars. And that's what I give out.
Beautiful. I didn't even know that.
Hey, listen. I save the Reese cups for me. I keep the good stuff for me.
Jeff doesn't like Reese cups, by the way.
Well, that's just more for me. Good.
There it is.
All right, fair enough.
And it means I don't have to share.
Andy acts like not liking Reese's cups is just like, you know, makes me a bad.
No,
the scarlet letter.
Here's the problem. Okay, we had this conversation.
We,
I don't know.
We have our trained reporter on, and you're talking Halloween candy.
Better than Ken Dorsey's presser.
It is Halloween, Jeff.
It's okay, Jeff. Guess what? Thanksgiving's coming up next month too.
What are you putting a turkey there?
What did you dress up as today, Jeff?
I dressed up as Jeff Phelps today.
In the studio, what did you dress? You dressed up as Jeff. That's Wayne. Baskin, what did you
tell me about it?
I'm Jason.
You're Jason. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm wearing a name tag that says Jason. No. Let me give you this, and we're going to the Browns. Jeff destroyed Reese's cups for me when he said they were too salty. And at that point in my life, I had never realized that there was salt in there. And then the next time I went to go eat them, all I could taste was the salt. So thank you, Jeff Phelps, for destroying my one-time favorite candy.
Of eating. I've never tasted salt in Reese cups. So
I never did, but now you will.
Just keeping track of your blood pressure, Andy.
It's okay.
Well, listen, if I taste sodium in my Reese cups tonight, I'm now going to blame Andy Baskin and Jeff.
Don't blame Jeff. Blame Jeff.
I didn't bring it up to you. Jeff, I am bringing up Ken
Olympic
Dorsey
moments
to you.
Ken Dorsey, what'd you think?
I thought it was interesting.
You thought something he said was interesting?
Easy. All of a sudden, Dan Menigan and Daryl Ryder are now bonded buddies.
And so this election year, vote for Menigan and Ryder. They hate kids.
Well, actually, that's true.
I thought he was a little more descriptive and open about saying that he and Kevin kind of called some things together, and Kevin threw out some ideas and everything else about play calling during the game. I thought that was interesting.
Okay. Well, I mean, did you expect something else to happen last Sunday?
I wasn't sure what would happen, and that's why I'm glad he shared that with me.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. So, okay.
Hey, I nailed the candy bars. I can't be perfect today.
Yeah, but if you ruin Reese cups for me, I will never forgive you.
Did you know Cedric Tillman practices at a high speed and then plays that way? I'm seriously, did not everybody practices at the same speed they play at in a game? I thought that was interesting.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that about a player, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I'd be eating some Reese cups on a beach somewhere.
So riddle me this one.
Yeah.
After Ken enlightened us, I said this to Andy, and I want your opinion. Name the MVP on offense so far this year. And I'll just tell you, I couldn't come up with one.
Wait a minute. There's an MVP on the offense?
There you go.
I said David Njoku. So.
Yeah, I would probably have to say, I guess. Like, I feel like I need another sample size. I feel like I need to forget the first 7 weeks of the season happened.
Yeah.
And I need another sample size. You know what I mean? Like, it's they just haven't found any consistency. And you know, that's – I asked Ken about the offensive line because the offensive line played the best game, at least in my opinion, that they have played all year. And And I was a little puzzled because Ken's like, well, those guys are finally getting to spend more time together. And the longer they're playing together, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, that was a completely different offensive line last week, right? That was the sixth straight week that you guys had a different offensive line. They hadn't played together a lot. But hopefully going forward, they will. Hopefully Joel Bitonio's foot isn't an issue. But, you know, what I was kind of hoping I knew he wasn't going to go there because anything related to number four, he sidestepped, and understandably so. But I think that was really the difference, that, you know, the quarterback isn't bailing out of the pocket two seconds having the football in his hands. They're not running a scramble drill on every play. And I think that makes a big difference for those guys up front, when that's the case. So I am interested to see how well this line plays this week against a physical Los Angeles Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers have a pretty physical front. They don't give up a lot of points. It's similar to John Harbaugh's Ravens in the way that they play from an aggressive, physical standpoint. And so I am interested to see how they hold up this week.
Daryl, does the who you would trade, do you wait till after Sunday?
Yeah.
100%, yeah. Right? Do you think Za'Darius is getting traded?
Yeah.
But does it matter if they win or lose on Sunday?
For me, it matters. Because I think that the win or loss on Sunday determines the size of the sale that Andrew Berry attempts versus, going small with it. I'm not going to say definitively, yes, they're trading Za'Darius Smith. Obviously, his name has popped up on the rumor mill. Greg Newsom, we talked to him yesterday about his name showing up on the rumor mill. And he said, I'm not really paying much attention to it. He's just, trying to zero in on what he does day to day and the fact that he feels like he's really kind of established himself here. But if they lose Sunday, I think that really officially, I've been saying for weeks that's it. But you lose Sunday and that's your seventh loss of the year, that is over. If you win, go to 3-6, you go into your bye week, you get an opportunity to get some rest, get healthy, and then maybe you start to feel good about yourself because, hey, Jameis Winston started those two games, and all of a sudden maybe the offense is, looking like there's some life in it and things like that. And, but for me, and Baskin and I had this conversation on the podcast, albeit it was one-sided, and I did the talking, you can't talk about the P word until they win three, four, five games in a row.
Yeah.
Because you got to get back to .500 before you start thinking in those terms. So there's a long way to go to get to that point. And honestly, that's December. Like, they have to sweep the month of November. And then, if they're back to .500 come the month of December, then we can, start talking about other things. But yeah, I do think that the game will inform Andrew Berry's decision-making process when it comes to the trade deadline.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Daryl knows his stuff. That's why I'm going to ask you what I think is a tough question. I'm going to give you five options.
And I'm going to give you a Ken Dorsey answer, so go right ahead.
Just with your gut and your knowledge, give me an answer.
What did you say about my gut?
Your gut feeling and your knowledge.
Oh, okay.
There's no candy in it yet, so your gut's fine. Easy.
Oh, okay.
Most likely option as Browns starting quarterback next year. Okay? And I know that's looking ahead.
Okay.
Hold on. Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston.
No.
Hold on.
Maybe.
Deshaun, Jameis, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a veteran who is signed as a free agent or acquired in a trade, or a draft choice.
I got two maybes, two no's, and doubtful. Draft pick, doubtful. Maybe Jameis, maybe veteran. no to DTR, no to Deshaun.
How do you get away with Deshaun not being the starter or DTR not being the starter?
DTR is very easy. Deshaun, I go with a 52-man roster next year, similar to what the Houston Texans did in 2021.
You send him home?
No, you obviously allow him to have access to whatever he needs access to, but you pay him and you don't play him.
Daryl, we have like 30 seconds. You were at the Cavs game last night, didn't you cover the Cavs?
Yeah, I was there. Got to see Bronny score his first NBA bucket.
It
was fantastic. The building was light. I mean, the game was a blowout, and LeBron admitted after the game that he really couldn't enjoy it as much. Even the tribute video that they did in the first quarter, and that, although he did tap Bronny on the leg when Bronny got mentioned, but because it was a blowout, the Cavs boat raced the Lakers there. 8 minutes to go in the game. Bronny still had the DNP coach's decision on him, and the whole building started chanting, "We want Bronny." And it wasn't it was loud. It was a very loud chant. And then, when he went to the scorer's table, the building erupted. And then obviously same thing happened when he got in the game and scored his first NBA points. So it was fun. Cavs are fun. They're 5-0, third time in franchise history. First time since 16-17. And Kenny Atkinson, man. I get the feeling this is going to be a very fun basketball season and a fun basketball team to watch.
Love the way he's using the roster, Daryl. Love the way they're moving the ball.
Yeah.
Love the way they're moving.
I love the spacing. I love the 3-point shooting that they're not shooting threes just for the sake of shooting the threes, Jeff, which is a lot.
Exactly.
That was happening under JB and Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. They get the absolution here, but I'm just talking about everyone else. With the shooting threes, they're all coming within the flow of the offense. A lot of open looks from the perimeter, but the spacing's really good. He's making the multiple bigs, which I had questions about, work. I mean, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley last night were just absolutely sensational. So, yeah, this is a fun basketball team to watch. Hope fans really enjoy it.
Good to have you with us. Enjoy the Halloween candy that you're going to hand out.
I'm going to go eat my Reese's cups now.
Daryl, I'm going to plug this too.
Just salt, Phelps.
If you want the latest on the dome situations, go to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. Daryl has tons of stuff in there. Tons. And why, can I say this? Why Burke is not a good idea, right? Is that fair? Can I say that?
Yeah, it's pretty fair. I've been saying that for months. But,
I know. Okay.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
Politicians don't want to listen to me. Take care, guys. Bye.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.